Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks. Carrie's going to start us off with the bell.
You only need to ring it once.
And we're taking the bell away.
All right, I feel Carrie, like I'm at the deli counter.
So we have Sean, Mindy, myself, and I bring you up last because you kind of are a last-minute addition replacing John Meyer.
Yes.
Do you feel like you're a semi-regular here, or do you feel like it's a burden doing this, or what do you
think? I think it's like a quarterly thing.
You
bring me in like every couple months. Like, hey, we need someone, so I backed out. No one wants to talk to me.
No, it's not true, but we only select certain people that have a good sense of humor and that are a winning personality, which you have.
Great. So why are Sean and I here then? Yeah. We don't know what we're doing.
Sean is the dark, sarcastic addition. He injects
these. He's got the dry humor.
Yeah, he's got the dry stuff that injects. It's perfect. What do you think, Sean?
Sure.
Plus, if we get those serious social questions, only you can handle the technical stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, because we can't.
All right, so get your questions in. Now, I have a problem, and the problem is here below me. Get your questions in to brownbag@wnep.com. Carrie, brownbag@wnep.com. But what if one person sends in tens of questions? He must have sent in 20, 30 questions.
He's prolific.
Travis, and I put a bunch of his in, but we can't fill the whole bag with one guy.
No, we can't have a Travis episode. Although, we could have a Travis episode.
Anyway, full disclosure. So keep the questions coming, but this is a conundrum. What do you do if someone just...
Travis, but...
He must have sat down all day and just thought of weird things. We don't want it to be forced. We want it to be natural and organic.
Maybe Travis needs a job. I'm just kidding.
We're hiring.
Something you're wondering about.
Official question writer for...
Yes, there we go.
Which is fine with me. He's so creative. Maybe he could be... He's like a distant member of the Brown Bag Mr. Curiosity team, and we never meet him, and he just submits questions. That in itself is good.
That's true.
All right.
So we have Carrie start?
Carrie's going to start because she is our special guest. Carrie.
Oh, boy.
Don't be offended. Ring that bell and get her going, girlfriend.
Ring that bell.
Who was that?
You can ring.
I don't. Are we not allowed to do that on the podcast?
You can say the lyrics. You can't sing the lyrics.
You can't sing the lyrics.
We almost sang them. All right.
Okay. Ring my bell.
Is this Travis? Is he starting?
It's Travis. It's Chris.
This is Bruce.
Oh, okay, good. Right. See, Travis, it's not all
Bruce
you.
Bruce Young. Hi, Bruce. Joe, what's the difference between dew point and relative humidity? It seems to me that dew point gives a more useful bit of info. Why do we get these questions?
Take a nap over here.
This is another problem with the podcast. These are good questions, but they're boring some people. So
do you want me to pick another one?
No.
This stuff confuses me, and you can explain this a million times, and I still want to.
It's going to be really quick. So it's called relative humidity because it's relative to the temperature.
It's like a cousin?
No, not that. It's almost like if you put me in a third grade classroom, I'd be the tall guy because it's relative to the group I'm with. Yet you put me on an NBA basketball team, now Snedeker's the short guy. It's relative to what you're with. So, and low temperature air cannot hold a lot of water vapor. So whenever the temperature is low, the relative humidity or the humidity seems high. But it's really not. It's only because cold air can't hold as much water as warm air. So if you have cold air with a little bit of water in it, water vapor, it's humid. But it's really not, because if that temperature were 80, that same amount of water vapor, the relative humidity would go down to like 20%.
Hmm.
I'm looking at Mindy because she's going to verify what I'm saying.
How does it feel? So it doesn't feel humid when it's cold.
That's a great question.
Humidity, but it feels humid when it's hot and there's low humidity?
So if it's 40 degrees outside and the humidity is 100%, it wouldn't feel humid because cold air can't hold a lot of water vapor. But yet, if it were 90 degrees with a relative humidity of 80%, it would feel humid. But warm air can hold more water vapor than cold air. I know everybody's looking up. Carrie's looking up. You need a lot of math with this. You need the tables. I do this with my students. Like the questions.
But dew point, it's literally the point, the amount of humidity that will actually form dew?
Kind of. So that's why dew point is so much better than relative humidity.
Is that the point where the grass gets wet?
I'm going to give you this example. You're going to love it. All right. Let's all pretend the temperature is 40 right now.
It is 40 in here.
Yeah, it's cold in here.
The temperature is 40, and the dew point is 38. So that means if the temperature went from 40 and dropped to 38, just 2 degrees, the air would be saturated and there'd be a fog. So if you heard that the temperature is 40 and the dew point is 38, you'd be like, wow, this air has a lot of moisture in it. Temperature only has to drop 2 degrees. And we would say that that relative humidity is up high. That's like 98%. All right, so let's do this. Now the temperature is 80 with the same dew point of 38. You see how they both have the dew point of 38? One was cold, the next one's warm.
Mm-hmm.
So the first example, it's almost humid and saturated. The second example, the temperature has to go from 80 all the way to 38 before humidity saturates.
That makes a little more sense to me. The dew point.
Versus relative humidity. Yeah,
so the dew point tells you how low the temperature must go for the air to become saturated. So if they're close, the temperature and the dew point, you're almost saturated and it's humid. But it's not really humid because cold air can't hold a lot of water vapor. And it's such a...
All right. No, I get it now.
Good question, Carrie.
I'm boring everyone. I know it. So I'll just say this. This is why, ladies, in the winter, your skin is always dry.
Dry, right.
Because cold air can't hold a lot of water vapor. So
and
a little
in the
water vapor
where hair gets frizzy.
Yeah, but even a little bit of water vapor in a cold air mass makes it very relatively humidity high, even though it's misleading because it's really not humid at all. It's a scam. It's relative. All right, get that question, destroy it. We're never going to do that again.
That's it. Sean, it's your turn.
Sean's turn. Let's go. Travis. Travis did
I'm really hoping it's not a Travis question.
Travis, you're part of us. You're one of us.
I don't appreciate Travis's effort. I just want to see how far we can go before we hit a Travis.
And then you could do some. He has a new feature. It's AI questions.
Oh, which I didn't load yet. Well, maybe I'll do that during this one. This one doesn't.
Doesn't have a name?
No.
That's okay. Could be. Even some people
maybe
want to be anonymous because they're embarrassed to be associated
maybe it's
with this.
AI. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did we already talk about this? Or maybe I just overheard this in a newsroom. What do you guys think about people who overblot their pizza?
I think we
just
did.
Stop it. More annoying than braggy vegans. Wow.
No, I think that's a great question because now we have a new opinion on this. What do you think, Carrie? Because we already addressed this. Do you think, because they're both equally annoying, what's more annoying to you, braggy vegans or the blotters, the over pizza blotters?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, I was vegetarian for a bit.
Right.
I never really bragged about it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't
have any problem with anyone's choices, but when they always talk about it and force it on people or brag, it's annoying.
I don't like to be pressured into doing something I don't want to do. But the people who blot their pizza, they make me uncomfortable.
Me too.
Okay, so I'd rather deal with the pushy vegans than someone who blots their pizza.
Here's what the pizza blotters don't realize. If you're blotting your pizza, you're making those who don't blot make them feel like
self-conscious.
Like, oh, I don't care about my health. I'm pathetic. I wish I was so.
Look at all the calories.
Yeah, I wish I was as disciplined as you. Oh, you're so.
But there are sometimes you get that pizza that's like got an oil reservoir in the top of it, like. You have to get rid of that.
So you take it.
When you fold it, you're supposed
to.
I don't like to fold.
Tip it.
Let it drip out.
And drip out.
Or you just rub it on Joe's face.
Rub it on my face. Give me more pimples.
Joe takes the blotted napkin. He wrings it out on his pizza. Just to prove a point.
I rarely blot. But if there's like puddles of oil on top, then I do blot.
But just
try not
to do it in front of people, though. That's the
only answer. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, if you're out to dinner or something, your husband doesn't mind.
No, I don't think I've ever blotted in front of people.
Okay, it's the blotters.
I'm definitely closet blotter.
Right, but there are plenty of people who work here who blot their pizza.
Oh, really?
In front of everybody.
I haven't seen that.
Blotters, but
who
we
is
won't
it?
Expose anybody.
Carrie, tell us who.
I can't.
I'm going to do my
video. All right, we'll bleep it out. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, tell us who they are.
All right, Joe.
I want to do my vegan joke on Carrie. I don't know if I did this in the podcast last
time. Okay,
I don't know. Okay, Carrie, since you were one, how could you tell
I wasn't
someone,
vegan, I was vegetarian.
There's a difference.
How could you tell if someone is a vegan or a vegetarian?
Oh, here we go. How, Joe?
Just wait. They'll tell you. There it is.
Now you know what?
Can
Come on, you're Travis. Alienating all of our vegan audience.
My daughter's vegan.
Is she really?
Yeah.
She doesn't eat any animal products?
No.
She must.
Oh, cheese. So she's vegetarian.
She's vegetarian.
I am not making fun of these people, but some people are just forceful of things. They'll tell you their politics, what they love to eat. They'll force everything on you. Just stop it.
I try to force mayonnaise on you. It doesn't work. It's so good.
Uh-oh, here we go. It's Frank. Frank Lurie. You have orange juice. We did this one last week, too. Orange juice.
How are they ending up back in here?
Did we? Yes or no?
No, we didn't do that.
Okay. I'm sorry, we did.
I thought I remember.
I remember. Sometimes. All right, here we go. You have orange juice. You have apple juice. You have grape juice. You have cranberry juice.
So many juices.
Do we have?
Then there's lemons. Lemonade. What makes it so special to not be a juice?
Well, there's lemon juice.
But it's lemon juice mixed with sugar.
It's like a concentrate thing. So,
so all those other juices, when you buy them, that's all. Like when you buy cranberry juice, grape juice, whatever in the store, it is not just raw any of that juice. That's all mixed with water and sugar.
We know that. No, but his point is why would all the other ones get just the name juice after and the lemonade so special?
There's Grape-Aid. I don't know the difference between grape juice and Grape-Aid. Is it more sugar?
So Frank's statement is not valid, you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't care.
I'm just wondering. I care. How did lemonade get the special treatment? No one says Apple-Aid, Grape-Aid.
There is Grape-Aid. I've heard Grape-Aid before.
You know that's not true. You go to a restaurant and say, I want some Grape-Aid. They're going to laugh at you.
If it's on the menu, I'd order Grape-Aid.
I want some Apple-Aid.
And then why is there not Limonade? Like, why not the lime juice?
Carrie.
There's lime.
You're our special guest. Give us an answer. Why does lemonade get the special treatment of having being called lemonade instead of lemon juice?
Maybe they were just pushy people who like lemons and they wanted to be fancy. So they called lemonade.
Like the vegans?
Or limeade. I don't know.
Just kidding, vegans.
I don't know.
I love it. Any question, like, we're going to toss to the side, so they're definitely disappearing.
Are you loading your AI questions over there, Sean?
No, but I'm looking up, like, what makes an aid an aid.
So
it's basically, it's the sourness of the juice.
Aid.
So
are there other aids?
Original juice is sour, when you add sugar to make it sweeter, it becomes an aid. Grape juice on its own is sweet enough to just remain a juice.
Interesting.
What are the other aids then? I don't know of any.
Band-Aid.
Other.
Gatorade.
You're saying lemon's the only one that's sour enough.
There is Grape-Aid. It says right here.
No one's gonna say Grape-Aid.
He's making that up.
It says right here. Look, Grape-Aid.
It says Grape-Aid.
Okay,
all right.
It's a thing.
I can't wait until I go to a restaurant and order Grape-Aid.
Ask for it on the vegan menu.
Your finest Grape-Aid, please.
So here's another question. You've got all these questions from Travis, but it says he's a former NEPA resident. He doesn't even live here anymore.
Man, that's why he's connect. He wants to connect.
That's why we love him even more.
Yes,
because he cares.
He wants to stay connected.
He cares enough.
To us. What does he have to say?
He says, what makes something dishwasher safe? And if something isn't dishwasher safe, what happens if you put it into the dishwasher?
From experience.
You have something. He's bringing up things that I think about. That's why I love this guy.
It'll, like, when you have, well, if you use that high temperature drying setting, it'll, like, melt it or warp it.
Or if you have, like, some glassware that's painted or fancy or whatever, it'll, so.
But you have settings on your dishwasher to keep the temperature low and cut off the hot water dry, or the hot dry cycle. So you can always buy.
Here's what I worry about. This is actually more important than Travis's question.
We can talk for dishwashers about the whole episode because I have a lot of queries about dishwasher.
And there's a lot of weird idiosyncrasies with people in their dishwashers.
Well, let's get into it. This is
first,
perfect. Here we
I
go.
I want to ask, does anybody know, like if you're Mr. Scientist or whatever, those things, you know, the Tupperware that says it's dishwasher safe and it's plastic and you put it in, I always feel like that's bad that I'm getting plastic pieces all over my other stuff and oozing out chemicals, leaching chemicals into my other. I don't know. Is that bad?
No, because you put hot soup in a Tupperware or hot spaghetti leftovers.
I tried to put that in glassware.
So you don't want to. We'll have to get the melting temperature of the molecules.
BPAs. You're worried about the BPAs.
Well, they say BPA free. you know, but it's still plastic, so I feel like something's leaching.
I just feel a little worried when it, if you were to take like leftovers in the like Rubbermaid container and reheat it.
Yeah,
in the
see,
microwave.
I'm not comfortable.
Is that leaching into my food?
I feel like it is.
And then I just eat it and move on.
Or how about when you did heat something in the Tupperware and the stains never come out because it's now baked into the Tupperware?
Do you ever do the thing where it was like a TikTok video where when you have that sauce stuck in there?
I've done it.
You take the water and the dish soap and a paper towel and you put it in, you close the lid and you shake it for like a minute.
Oh, it does work?
It does work.
So if you have baked in stains in your Tupperware plastic.
Yeah, I feel like spaghetti sauce.
Give us the recipe again. I never heard this. What
do you do? You put a wet paper towel and some like Dawn.
Like how much paper towel? One piece or the whole thing?
You want a wet,
Yeah, it's got to move around, right?
It's supposed to move
around. It's moving around.
Right, and then you put the Dawn.
You shake it.
And then you do.
We should do a does it really work on this.
Shake it, shake it.
And then it'll take it right in. Like capillary movement, I think that's called.
We need to watch TikTok. There you go.
I think I watched mine on, it was like an old TikTok that's now on Instagram.
My daughter taught me how to get permanent marker off a table using hand sanitizer.
Really?
Yeah. She learned it on TikTok. I mean, she wrote on the table. I'm like, oh my God, it's permanent marker. She's like, don't worry about it. She put hand sanitizer.
It's just alcohol. Wow.
Well, while we're on the subject, who else is dishwasher venting? Anybody want to get something out? Because my wife and I, she tells me I load it wrong always. Is that something that goes on with couples?
Yes, every time.
You tell your husband that?
He tells me that I do it wrong.
He tells you you do it wrong?
Yeah. He's very picky. I love him, but he's picky about
but
the dishwasher.
She follows like dishwasher rules. Like if they have the vertical metal parts that the plate's supposed to go in, I'll throw something that's not a plate in there, and she thinks that's wrong. I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's just giving you a guide to what put there. It doesn't have to be a plate.
So would you put a bowl there?
It could be a bowl.
It could be the only thing would be
it could be a stack of knives. I'll put it where this plate's supposed to go.
Maybe that's a problem.
Scandalous.
I don't know if you have to follow, like, you know, if you have
she
a big
follows.
Pan that's not going to fit anywhere else and they don't fold down to make room, you can just drop it on there. More of the problem is if you were to put plates next to plates, how would you ever expect that?
Because the water can't get in there. I understand that.
That would bother me more than like whether it goes where it's supposed to go.
Well, would this bother you?
You don't want knives flying around in there either.
No, you don't want them flying around. But if you put a plate vertically, the jets are coming down from the top and the bottom. So a lot of times I put the plate face down. So the jets really get it from underneath and will scrub it. And she says, why would you do that? I'm like, we're getting more jet surface area on the plate because it's face down.
But here's the problem with that. That if it's on the bottom, you're now blocking some of that jet from hitting those glasses.
That's what I was thinking.
That are now facing down. So now you're only washing the outside of your glasses and not the inside where the liquid is.
No, because the top has its own little jets.
All right.
And that's shooting down.
And it's like, she's like, we're like an arguing couple.
I'm done with the dishwasher talk.
Dishwasher talk can go on. Oh, Carrie, that's a classic because the little ones are like old. Look at her. She picked an oldie. I love it.
This is from my hometown of Shamokin.
Oh.
Tina from Shamokin.
Maybe you know
girlfriend.
Tina.
Here we go. Shamokin the weed.
All right.
What?
Shamokin.
That's an old joke.
Yes. I didn't know. I've never heard it.
The Shamokin Indians.
It's okay now because marijuana is getting more legal.
Right. That's
so you
true.
Can say
there's
that
medical.
Joke.
Okay. Yeah.
This is actually a good question. If someone were to guess your job based off your personality, what would they say? Do you think they would actually say TV personality or something else? I could see Joe as a chicken farmer or a mad scientist,
very
personally.
Specific.
A mad scientist or a chicken farmer.
Well, maybe because it was the summer of the chickens.
Yeah, what's the year?
Maybe.
Is there a date on that thing?
I don't know, but Claire's on here, so it's when Claire worked here.
All right, well, let's do this. And I'm going to – if I had to judge you, and we can't worry about hurting feelings or anything. I'm going to be honest. If I just saw Carrie as she is now or every day, I'd say, this is some uptight professional.
You would
she
not.
She always looks perfect.
No,
she always
not.
Her hair is perfect. Her nails are perfect. She always
but
looks
pretty
proper.
She seems very chill.
No, she seems – we're talking
CFO.
Appearance. She seems
– yes, she could be a CFO.
Yeah,
you're
she
right.
Looks like a CFO. She looks like – a lawyer.
I could see lawyer.
She's wealthy. Look at those glasses.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah,
designer
always,
glasses. Yep.
She never comes in disheveled.
And right.
She never has any demarcations or.
And I drink lemonade.
Exactly.
And then I hear she's a vegan, and I'd be like, whoa.
She was
I'd say
vegetarian.
Sophisticated, highbrow. That's what I would say.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
But I don't think I would guess TV person for you.
That's fine.
I don't think most people would look at anyone
and think TV.
Well, I guess you're right.
But there are some people you see and they're like, oh, they're on TV. You know, with like the anchor hair or, you know, the makeup and
all the stuff.
Oh, no, you're right. If someone said, is she a TV anchor? I'd say, yeah, she might be that.
Like a Ron Burgundy-esque, you know what I mean? Personality, you know, the mustache.
Yeah.
And a deep voice or whatever. Yeah.
Mindy, what would you see yourself? Or what is the question?
What someone would see you
as?
Do
you think someone would see you as?
Kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, I see teacher with you. I see librarian.
That was what my mom was.
I see you as, well, but maybe that's why I said that, because I knew that, but you planted that seed.
I thought about being a teacher. I really did.
Yeah, I do see that.
I would like
you're
that.
You're kind of booky, mm-hmm. and you're a little overly sincere, and you're
Would you like me to lie to you more?
I wish you had more edge.
I could have more edge. I just don't want to be too edgy.
I want you to come in smoking a cigarette.
Really?
Cursing.
Like I live in Shamokin?
There you go. Smoking in Shamokin.
Rip out. Do donuts in the parking lot as you leave.
Okay. I might do that someday.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Maybe. No, I can't say that.
Okay. All right, Sean, what is your question?
Sean, I would
Are you doing AI?
I think Sean.
Do we
want to
prejudge
Sean?
I think you look like you are,
yeah.
Local tire shop franchise manager.
I do see local tire shop franchise manager.
Let's get you into some Bridgestones today.
Wow. See, no wonder why he has to be here for the podcast.
Your tread is wearing a little thin.
You are correct. No, you do have that vibe.
Is that good?
I think so.
You're taking care of the tires.
Nondescript.
Either that or like a skeevy car salesman.
Used car salesman.
No, that's Kurt Aaron, I think. He comes off as a used car salesman.
Maybe the ties. You know, the ties are so.
If I wore more like button-down shirt type stuff, maybe. Yeah.
All right, we nailed it then. Chicken farmer and librarian and local tire shop owner.
I love books. All right, Sean, it's your turn.
Are you picking a Travis question? Now I feel bad because we haven't hit the ones one
that are,
Travis.
No, I had a Travis, the dishwasher one.
The ones that are really crisp are the new ones. They're hits.
Oh, here we go.
So if you want to. This is Travis.
We got a Travis question.
I held back. He has like 30 of them. I only put maybe 5 in.
Is this about an oven or a fridge or something?
Got to be an appliance question.
No, this bothers me.
He does a lengthy pause always, so he previews a long time. All right,
what is the proper way to navigate a grocery store? For example, I saw someone start in frozen food and end in produce. I would say that's not great. Jesus.
No, you got to start with the produce.
Yeah, start in produce.
That's why they have it set up that way.
I tend to enjoy going places where, see, being like the tech guy, I like to use the grocery apps. And there's places like Wegmans where if I put my shopping list in, it will automatically organize it according to where I need to go, starting with the furthest aisle.
What?
Over. Yeah. So you just put all your random items in.
You go to the website. You go to their app.
Yep. And you just put your shopping list
broccoli,
in.
Doritos.
And then it comes back and says, you go to 16B and here's those four items. Go to 15A, and these two items are there.
That's awesome.
You're going all over, so
no, it.
Oh, it'll tell you.
It
like
takes you to like the furthest point in the store and works you back toward like kind of the registers. But it'll start you in produce usually, and end you in frozen foods. So it kind of takes the guesswork out of it for me.
That's
so like
nice because there's sometimes I have that one item on my list. Like the other day, it was falafel. I couldn't find the falafel.
You wonder why we think
I
she's
was
a librarian.
So,
I don't even know what that is.
I was so frustrated. It's like a Middle Eastern food made out of chickpeas. It's very good.
I guess it's delightful.
Yeah, it's delightful. Thank you.
What's wrong with Wonder Bread? Are you too good for Wonder Bread?
Yes. I like Dave's Killer Bread. Have you ever tried it?
That's my favorite. Yeah.
So good, right?
He's got the tattoo. He looks like a cool guy. He's on the cover. Yeah, he's got the shirt.
It's organic, healthy bread. But anyway, I wanted falafel, and I could not. I went all over the store. I couldn't find it in the ethnic section. It was very frustrating.
But you guys bring up the subject because I don't grocery shop. You all said, so you do have a plan when you go in? I never knew that.
I'm like an unsupervised 10-year-old when I go.
I need a plan or else.
I didn't know that. I never knew that. When I did have to do that, I just like randomly go in and pick things up. I don't have a.
That's why you don't get to do it anymore.
That's
the plan
and that's
issue,
why you
though,
can't
is
load the dishwasher either.
If it's not on the list, I won't get it because it's not on the list. I'm not thinking of those obvious things that maybe we forgot to put on. I'll get home and it's like, oh, milk. That would have been good.
That would have been good.
But I guess you're right, though. You need a strategy because when I have been there, I'll be like milk. And then I see next on the list is like hot peppers. Then I have to go all the way to the other side. And then I zigzag around
like
an idiot.
That shopping list organization thing is
I'm a zigzagger.
Yeah.
And then if you go hungry, forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
You're buying Doritos, you're buying Chex Mix, you're buying Oreos, ice cream.
Before we do the next question, Sean, if my tire is wearing on the backside, do I need a wheel alignment? It seems to be wearing on the inside of the tread.
You're going to need an alignment.
I need an alignment.
And rotation, most likely.
I would
get the rotation with an alignment.
Oh, yeah.
In the package,
I'll get you some out-the-door pricing.
I feel like you have to change jobs now, Sean. I mean, you're so good at what you do.
Anyone's hiring. But any local tire shops are hiring.
I know. There's a bunch of them around.
I'm available.
You definitely have that vibe. I don't know what it is. Why are the keyboards set up the way they are and not in alphabetical order? And that is a Travis question. So
the QWERTY keyboard.
The QWERTY keyboard.
The QWERTY, yeah. I think everyone knows that, right?
Yeah.
This goes back easier for the reach and common
letters. The most common letters are organized.
I feel like Travis knows the answers to these questions.
But he's playing with us, Travis. If you're going to play with us, we're not going to do this anymore.
That's right.
Wait, before we move on.
What?
Because young people, how are they arranged on the phone? I never looked.
They're QWERTY.
They're QWERTY.
Yeah.
Because young people do not have typing skills. Do you guys all have typing skills?
My mom told me I should take typing class in high school.
I said
that was for the stupid people, and I didn't take it.
Oh, my
Isn't that
God.
Terrible?
Ouch.
Yeah.
I loved typing class.
Me too.
Because it was such a challenge to try to be the fastest, most accurate typer. For me, it was a game.
And my mom was right. Yeah. I should have taken it because now I can't really type. I mean, I type fast, but I technically no. I'm pretty fast, and I pretty much know where things are.
I don't know how,
but I don't technically know how to type. Like,
so I have this story. We're all victims of the time we grew up. You can't run away from that. So I graduated high school in 1984. I'm the oldest dude here. So back in the 70s and early 80s, guess who only typed in our world?
Oh, women,
girls.
Yeah.
I'm not taking typing. That's a girl thing. There were no keyboards. There were no computers. And I was on the academic track, and they made me, for whatever reason, take typing, it was called back then, not keyboarding. And I went in there so frustrated because I got the typing teacher who was really intense and took it very seriously. And that's probably the greatest skill I learned in high school because I can still type. I don't even have to look at the keyboard.
Same.
I'm like,
yep.
And now the keyboard. So it's excellent. I love it. It was the greatest course I ever took. Now, at the time, I hated it. But she drilled me, do like 100 times. Remember doing that?
Yeah.
Your name 100 times. Like, my God. Imagine it's like learning how to play the guitar. It's just all repetition.
And there's
piano.
Times I think about that.
Or
like, I'll be doing stuff like for work, and I'm thinking like, good thing I took typing because I'm like killing it here.
So my question to everybody.
Is we're rubbing it in.
Right?
No, it's my one regret in life. It really is.
It's a big one, especially
I didn't take
career.
Typing. I know. Stupid.
But when I see young people now, my kids on their phone and everything, and on keyboards, they know where everything is. They never took typing. They just finger go everything
but
really
just think,
quick.
Like Mindy feels the same way every day when she's doing calculus.
That's true.
She's like, thank God
calculus
because every day I'm using it.
I only took pre-calc.
With the kids, they know where all the letters are and they never had to take anything because they're brought up.
I don't know. My kids both took typing, so I don't know.
Oh, they did? So that's still a thing?
It's still a thing, yeah.
Okay, I did not know.
In fact, my daughter was telling me about her keyboard in class and I was like, oh, you're learning to play the keyboard.
But is it just
play
thumbs?
The keyboard.
I thought it was
but
the piano.
But now is it just thumbs?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Is that what keyboarding class is now? Just thumbs?
The they might phone. Have a thumbs class and then also a
thumbing.
Full
thumbing. You could take thumbing in school?
Thumbing 101.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Typing's for girls.
That's
what
Isn't
was
that
said.
Really? Yeah,
that's what was said in the 70s and 80s. Typing's for
it's
girls.
It's terrible, yeah. I did. Anyway.
Is that Travis? Travis, you're a sicko.
No, this is from Jane.
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 Jane
oh,
says.
This is kind of cute. This is actually a question for me.
Oh,
what are the odds?
Jane.
This is about typing.
She says, this is not about typing.
Ask Jane now if she
I'm
needs
embarrassed.
Tires.
That's actually yeah. that's Jane actually one of my things that I want to tell people because I'm embarrassed that I don't technically know how to type. Okay, Mindy, what are your favorite foods or drinks from Iowa that we don't typically have around here?
This is made for you.
I know. Did your hometown or nearby towns have any agricultural related festivals?
Did they not have any?
Parades or events that were fun to go to. Ironically, there are a lot more festivals here than there ever were in my hometown. Like, we didn't, I mean, we had like a jazz fest, you know, like we had festivals in a way, but nothing hometownish like you have here.
Okay, so here, I guess we would say the pierogies,
church,
we would say kielbasa.
Yeah.
But do you have anything like that that we never even heard of here?
So we would always have brats on the grill. You had bratwurst.
Oh, and you just call them brats?
We call them brats, yeah. And mango, so when I moved to Maine, we couldn't find them in the grocery store. We're like, do you have brats?
So nope. Brats, though, everyone would know that.
Yeah, yep. In fact,
you
it's like
brats.
Beer and brats usually. Like you would.
Carrie, you ever heard of brats?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard of
brats? You boil the brats first in beer, and then you grill them. So that was something. And then so many casseroles. We would have all these casseroles. You put cream of mushroom soup into everything you made.
Everything is a casserole.
Everything's a casserole. And not only that, we would make our friends when we first moved here. If a salad was actually Jell-O, usually like a Jell-O salad, that's a salad. Like you wouldn't have a green thing that's a salad. With your like a lot of people here eat Jell-O for dessert.
Okay,
it's a salad that goes with your meal. It's not dessert. So we would have like one of those like raspberry Jell-O with cherries and walnuts inside and whipped cream on top. That's a salad.
That's your salad.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, we might have a salad too.
Yeah.
But those Jell-O salads were everywhere.
I think you need to make us one.
I should, actually. They're very good.
Tell us about the miles and miles of nothing but John Deere factories. Tell us about this.
Okay. Well, the John Deere headquarters is in Moline, Illinois, right across the river, Mississippi River from Iowa. But yeah, they're. I mean, Nebraska's worse though. You got to admit.
I know. I've driven Nebraska, through both. It's just
same.
Yes, you've driven through too, and you know Nebraska's
don't you wonder,
worse.
Carrie, because when you first encounter that, and you see highway flat nothingness, and there's a house, and then nothing for 10 miles, and there's a house, and don't you think, how do they do it?
I kind of wonder where you know when they go. Grocery like, shopping, or where
I mean.
Do they
how
go to the
you,
store?
How does that happen?
But that happens in Pennsylvania too. It's just that it's not flat.
I don't know.
There's like
I
mean, you'll go through places where there's a farmhouse here and a farmhouse way over there.
You're raising a child, and that's it. That's his world. That house and nothing for tens of miles.
Yep,
kind of nice.
It is kind of nice.
What about fry sauce? Is fry sauce? Like
I don't think so. What's a fry
thing?
Sauce?
No. Guess not. I thought it was like a Midwestern sort of thing. Fry sauce.
Mm-mm. Somebody probably brought him that at the tire shop.
And instead of fried dough.
Yes. Yeah, by the way, save these email addresses so I can send some coupons out.
Oh, good idea. Some marketing. Like, yeah, that's a good idea.
You do retreads?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. He's doing retreads too.
Thank you, Jane, for asking a question just
a great
for
question.
Me.
Very
I
homey.
Like it. We had lots of corn too.
So, last question before, not last question, but I just want to ask you, did you hear of pierogies and kielbasa and stuff like that or no? Did you ever hear the word pierogi?
We have a lot of Polish people in like the Chicago area, which is 3 hours away from where I grew up. And my aunt married a Polish guy. But so kielbasa, yeah, definitely. But I had never heard of a pierogi, believe it or not.
Isn't that until you got here?
Until I got here, I never heard of it. Not in Connecticut, not in Maine, not in Missouri, not in Illinois. Not in Iowa, not any of them.
How about that, Carrie?
Wild.
Weird. Now I love them.
Wild.
What do you call mac and cheese in Iowa? Mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
I'm trying to think of something else that was maybe just here. Is there anything else? Venison? Did everyone
kill
their
own? No, we had lots of, people hunt in Iowa. Yeah, they like to hunt.
Bison?
Bison burgers?
They have that everywhere now, yeah. Ostrich.
Doritos.
Cool Ranch.
Lemonade.
Grape-Aid.
Grape-Aid.
Grape-Aid's huge.
In Iowa.
I think of that.
It's the official drink of
commercial
Iowa.
Commercial grape. Is it Grape-Ape? Grape-Ape?
Grape-Ape.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So I don't know why that just popped in my head.
You're up, Carrie.
Is Carrie going to ask our last question?
This is the last question from Carrie right now. Can...
Digging deep.
Can she avoid Travis? That's the big question. Oh, that's another. That's a softie. That's an oldie. If it feels like tissue paper, it's old, baby.
I don't know. It's crispish.
She's like, is it?
It's not.
She's like, is it Travis? Oh my God, is it Travis?
Now, are we going to make him feel bad? Because I don't want to do that.
I don't know.
He's
if
the
I
kind
could
of guy that you're not going to make him feel bad.
Okay, good.
No.
Yeah, let's pick another one. Okay. We're not going to end on this anyway.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Is it bad?
No.
No.
Carrie, ring the bell just so it's official. That was inappropriate. Inappropriate questions are not welcomed here.
That's right. We're a family podcast.
We're going to shut the recording off and laugh at that question behind your back. Uh-oh, Carrie's got another. Miss Rejection.
Wow.
You are not invited here anymore.
Oh, hush your mouth. You keep inviting me back. You love me.
She
because I'm a lawyer and a snooty pants. All right.
Who blots her pizza?
Who blots my pizza? Okay. This is from Jane. If you were out at a crowded social event and everyone was completely sober, would you rather A, sing a karaoke solo, or B, be with your spouse, the first couple to fast dance on the dance floor?
Hmm.
Wait.
Or you could be, unless you're with your spouse, or you could be the first couple to fast dance on the dance floor. So if you're with someone, would you rather sing a karaoke song or be the first people out on the dance floor dancing?
Joe doesn't like to dance.
No, am I drunk or is anyone drunk? What was the thing?
Nobody's drinking.
Everyone was sober but you.
Oh, my God.
I'm drunk.
You might dance.
And everyone was completely sober. It doesn't say if you were.
No, that's a good question, though. Everyone's sober. You're kind of –
But it doesn't say if you're drinking or not. Okay. So I think it can go either way.
At a party. Mindy, what would – I mean
– Everyone including yourself?
I can't see you doing karaoke for some reason.
Or dancing. That's right. Why it's a good question. What
I see.
Would you do?
I see Joe doing the twist.
I hate dancing. I absolutely hate dancing.
But I've seen you do it.
Because I just felt peer pressure. Sean,
I feel like
being a tire guy, like, you're not a dancer, right?
I mean, when we have our regional like tire conventions, and stuff,
you do dance.
Do they have karaoke there?
Karaoke is huge at the Goodyear Con.
Goodyear Con.
Oh my God.
No, dads don't dance. I'm telling you.
Ask my wife.
You're a good dancer?
I am wedding dancer.
Oh, okay.
Really? So
oh, yeah.
But do you like it or do
get
you feel
me at a wedding
to?
And I'm on the dance floor.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying.
See him
really?
As a dancer.
No, I'd call her, but.
I don't see him as a dancer.
Now I want to see this. Do you have video?
Yeah. I'm sure it exists somewhere.
But you guys can picture any like dad type guy. They always look horrible dancing. Why? I don't want to do it.
I mean, some
I'd
guys
rather
are
do
good
that
dancers.
Than karaoke. Karaoke, it's very, you're on an island, it's you in front of everyone, or, you know.
I think with karaoke, I have to have a few cocktails just to loosen up. With dancing, I'd go up, you know, go out and dance.
All right, so we have two dancers. I'm definitely picking karaoke.
I'm picking
karaoke,
dancing.
Highway to Hell. You play the music, you have a monitor there, I can read the words. I'm doing it.
Yeah, you like to sing that one anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Perfect. All right. So no more questions from Travis. Okay.
Yep.
Any final thoughts? What if you do you like the some people leave their winter tires on in the spring and summer and that annoys me. Is that because it's very soft rubber and it wears out. It's
right.
Foolish.
You're okay with an all season for the most part.
Okay.
I mean, we're not. I just go all seasons. I mean, snow tires. That's a personal opinion, but we don't get the kind of weather around here anymore that I would
but
even
Sean,
bother
we
getting.
We have hills, though. We have mountains and hills.
There's some really great all seasons.
There's
out there.
There's some really great,
really
all seasons.
Really great all seasons.
I will throw this little tip out for anyone: if you have just a two-wheel drive car, because a lot of people buy four-wheel drive for the winter, and it's a waste of money. If you put snow tires on any car, it'll kick any four-wheel drive's butt.
That's save true, because I've got a two-wheel drive car, and my little Camry, I put snow tires on there, and I can make it up Fairview Hill. Which
snow tires are the way to go. Don't waste your money on all-wheel drive. Saying that, I have all-wheel drive. I don't know why, but I just do. All right, Carrie, thanks for coming.
Sure.
Get your questions to brownbag@wdp.com. And remember, we accept not just these weird questions, problems.
That's true.
Maybe you have
relationship problems.
We give advice, especially
oh, no.
the girls.
Yeah.
Let's have a relationship advice segment.
It could be like Dear Joey instead of Dear Abby.
Oh, there
perfect.
You go.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Not only tire questions, but relationship questions. We take it all. Brownbag@wdp.com. Thank you. Keep the questions coming. Have a nice life.
Great
Carrie?
Babe. Great babe.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.